Pro-life Stanford medical student, everyone loses when Title IX is misused. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 18, 2018. A medical student at Stanford was allegedly falsely reported to the university's Title IX office for having pro-life opinions. The student told Breitbart News there must be consequences for false accusations. Stanford medical student Dylan Griswold received an email from the university's Title IX office, informing him that he needed to meet with the Title IX coordinator in order to ensure that he was meeting the expectations of Stanford's community. "I've been more outspoken about pro-life issues," said Griswold to Breitbart News, adding that users on social media had been reacting negatively to his opinions, and that many users had even suggested he be reported to Stanford administrators over his pro-life views. "Hope faculty sees this and someone has a chat with you," said one Twitter user, directly replying to Griswold's tweet stating that every life should be treated with dignity. "Does at Stanford know this medical student is already discriminating against women and planning to deny them legal medical care?" tweeted another user, referring to abortions as medical care. Another user on Twitter also suggested that Stanford should find out about Griswold's pro-life views. "So when I got that email from Title IX, I knew there was only one thing it could be about," said Griswold to Breitbart News. The medical student added, however, that when he arrived at the Title IX office, he was surprised to discover what he had been reported for. "The Title IX coordinator told me there were accusations, plural, about me grabbing women by the neck," said Griswold. "I just laughed. The guys who reported me conveniently said that they did not see the girls' faces, and the girls themselves did not come forward. Also, I would never do that." When Griswold asked who reported him, he learned that the university is keeping the students' identities anonymous. "Everyone loses when Title IX is misused," continued Griswold. "Students with conservative opinions are already hesitant to speak their minds. There must be consequences for false accusations." Griswold added that he does not plan to retaliate, and that the Title IX coordinator was very helpful. "There will be no formal investigation opened," said Griswold. She, Title IX coordinator, understood how difficult it is speaking up at Stanford about controversial topics like abortion. "My heart is heavy for the backlash she bore." The medical student added that he had no intention of the Title IX email ending up on social media, for everyone to see. Griswold also expressed his frustration for being accused of grabbing women by their necks. Griswold concluded by stating that he forgives the individuals responsible for making false reports about him to the Title IX office. "To whomever accused me, I forgive you, and I pray you come to see that the sanctity of the child and the mother are equal, as every bit deserving of life as you," said Griswold. The medical student added that he has no intention of self-censoring his pro-life views in the future. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.